Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Our passage for today comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. As I mentioned a few Sundays ago during our worship service, I've been taking the student band through a mini study on the words of worship, I'm calling it, during our rehearsals on Sunday afternoon. And I'm going to shamelessly steal from that discussion today. Our word this past Sunday was mercy. We often talk of God being merciful and gracious, but it's sometimes not clear what we mean by these words. My favorite, sort of the classic definition, is that grace is God giving us what we don't deserve. And mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. God's mercy to us is that he does not punish us for our sins. Our sins deserve death and hell. And instead, we are offered love, adoption, eternal life with God. Mercy is a beautiful thing to anyone who truly understands what God has done for us. This passage in Exodus is the most quoted in all of Scripture, and among other things, highlights God's mercy on those who turn to him. But it also highlights something of the paradox of God's mercy, because God is also just. Our passage says that he will visit the sins to the third and fourth generation, to those who reject him. Now, people often wonder why God can't just forgive people. Does it really matter that God's people had to sacrifice all those animals in the Old Testament? Well, this was necessary because justice matters. Justice matters to everyone. Now, we may all have different ideas about what fairness and justice look like, but we all care deeply about it. One person may say that justice means a woman deserves to do with her body whatever she wants. Another person's definition of justice may mean that a baby's life should be protected, even if it's inconvenient. All the same, all of us care very strongly about fairness, which makes sense because so does God. Justice is an important part of his character, and it would make sense that as his image bearers, we would care too. And to be clear, when there is an offense, when something is done wrong, someone always pays. God can't simply forgive us our sin debt at no cost. Let's say I loan you $5,000, and after a long period of time, you confess that you cannot pay me back. Sure, I can forgive your debt to me, but I'm eating that cost. I'm out the $5,000. God can forgive us of our sins, but he chose to eat the cost. As we said, sin has a cost, and Jesus paid it all. He paid the cost for all the sins of all the people who have ever called upon the name of the Lord, and all who ever will. So when we say that salvation is a free gift, that's true. It is free for us. It costs God a tremendous amount. The mercy of God is so great because the justice of God is so great. And the two come together at the cross. So the next time we sing about the mercy of God on a Sunday morning or on a Sunday night, let's remember to feel the great weight of what our Savior did for us on Calvary, but also to feel the great joy of knowing that it means eternal salvation for us, God's children in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord for his mercy. God, we thank you for this passage and the many throughout the Scripture which highlight the beautiful reality of your mercy towards those who will call upon your name. God, you ask nothing of us other than our acceptance of your free gift. So, Lord, help us to be grateful. Help us in obedience to follow you because of all that you have done for us. How could we do otherwise? And help us to remember as we worship together, as we encourage one another, to praise you, to worship you, and to love you for, at least in part, your great mercy towards us. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.